take a really deep breath right now. I mean a really deep breath. I mean, suck it in, suck it in. Let it out. Universe, I'm ready to let go of my insanity for the purpose of allowing myself to experience more love and peace than I ever have in my life by not defending against the truth by always thinking of stuff to keep me unhappy so that I forget who I really am.
Wow. Woo.
I ask you to remove every block that's in my mind to the awareness of my beauty, my truth, my love, my power. I ask you to overrule my own thoughts when they are not correct and they would bring pain to me, and I would like you to know right now that I'd rather be happy than right. I've reached my limit of pain, so I realize there must be a better way. I'm willing to go for the better way, fully recognizing that I don't know the better way, so therefore I'll have to listen to instructions that come from the part of me that does. Help me forgive people for what they didn't do to me. Because there's a lot of things I wanted them to do to me they didn't. So I ask that you forgive me, that I forgive them. I forgive everybody that never gave me what I wanted the way that I thought I wanted it when I wanted it. Regardless of whether they wanted to give it to me or not. That was inconsequential. It was all about me. It's 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 all about me. Now you've tricked me, Holy Spirit, and you've got me to see that me is a much bigger me than I thought me was. And it turns out that all these people that I was trying to make serve me are me. So they have the same desire I do. They want me to serve them. So none of us give each other what we want because we're all waiting to receive it from the other one. I want to let go of this game of separation, aloneness, guilt, attack, fear, separation, sickness, and death. I've had it with death. I've done it enough. I'm tired. It's boring, too. I'm running out of ways to do it. I've killed myself every way possible. And now I'm killing myself the same way again. I'm bored with my deaths. I'd like to meet some people who love me the way I am, period. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes.
Woo! Mm. I walked in the room, somebody sung to me. A few more minutes, somebody brought me some cake. That all happened before I even picked the mic up. Boy, if they knew how screwed up I was, they sure wouldn't do it. The ego always says if they knew the truth about me, they would recoil from me as if from a poisonous snake if they really knew that I wasn't as nice as they think I am. So I hide from my light and hide from my love lest I be found out. Then I draw to me a lot of witnesses that make me think that the thing that I think is wrong with me is wrong with me. I get a lot of helpers that help me believe anything I want to believe about myself. So what I want to believe about myself and what I want to believe about them is that they are powerful, unlimited, stupendous, colossal, magnificent, free, loving, dynamic, sensational, alive, safe, secure, abundant, healthy, free.
Cool.
Okay, we're gonna ready to start. I have an ongoing experiment going on right now, and that ongoing experiment is I'm going to try to be myself as much as I can when I'm in front of you and forget this whole teacher role thing. because it limits our ability to join each other when we see each other's labels. You see me as a teacher, then I become whatever your idea of a teacher is supposed to be. And then when I don't meet that model, then you feel separate from me. And I feel separate from you. So I'm not going to see you as students, and I'm not going to see myself as a teacher. I'm going to see you as my saviors. I'm going to see you as my healers. I'm going to agree that the only reason why you're here is to help undo my fear, and I'm here to help undo your fear. Because we are really beings of energy. Even scientists now finally agrees with what everybody they knew all the time. And they call it progress. We are going to recognize that we realize that we're energetic beings, and as energetic beings, that's our energy level and our consciousness level and our vibration that determines what we perceive and what we experience. So pain is really coming from a perception, because it's your perception that determines your vibration, and your vibration determines what is attracted to you and what you are attracted to. Your vibration determines what you are attracted to. So pain is a wrong perspective. Whenever you experience pain in any form, it's the universe's way of letting you know that you're fooling yourself about something. So pain means you're fooling yourself about something. So whenever you experience pain, it means you're fooling yourself about something. Pain means you're fooling yourself about something. And when you fool yourself about something, you lower your vibration. And then on the vibration that you go to determines the events that start happening to you. So your language, your life is a reflection of your language. Your life is a reflection of your language. Your life is a reflection of your language. Whatever the language is you use to communicate with yourself, your life is reflecting it. Whatever language you use in communicating to others, your life is reflecting your language. That internal dialogue that you give yourself all the time, that internal dialogue sets up a vibration that creates corresponding events that are in harmony with that inner dialogue. And so it's not what you're saying to people verbally that's creating your reality so much as it's the internal language that you're giving to yourself behind the words that you say to them. So if I say to you, I really like you, but my internal dialogue is, I don't like you at all. I hate you, but I'm saying I like you. It is the internal dialogue that is going to create my reality, and not me just telling you I love you. Me telling you I love you when I didn't love you was just holding the goal in front of me that I'll try to reach sincerely one day. When I say I love you and I hate you, well, I love you is the goal that I hope I sincerely am able to reach one day. So I'm telling you what I like to do one day, but on the inside I'm telling you the way I feel now. I love you, I really don't like you. Here's the goal, I'm not achieving it. Here's the goal, but I'm not there right now. And that creates a corresponding vibration, and that vibration goes out and draws that particular situation, people, and events that correspond to the inner dialogue. So how many of y'all heard about this thing, the secret everybody's talking about, right? It's all saying the same thing about us being energy. But what I'm trying to deal with and what the Course is trying to deal with is the fact that we need to get in touch with all of our energy and transform all of our energy, and not just the energy that we like, but also the energy that we don't like. So we go deeper in here, all right? So so the most important thing that we can learn is how to handle pain, how to handle upset, how to handle people attacking us and upset and mad at us, thinking that we've done something to them, and how do we handle it when we feel like somebody's done something to us and we're mad at them, because that vibration of anger lowers our energy level to the level of struggle, and I wonder how I'm going to get my MasterCard paid. See, when you get on that, I wonder how I'm going to get my MasterCard paid level, you've been giving yourself some inner dialogue that gave you negative, fearful events. So what I'm talking about is how to handle that so that we can go beyond it. Because that's the major lesson to learn. That's the major lesson to learn. How to handle pain by choosing to grow. So, I'm going to start out by sharing a couple of sentences on page 385 in chapter 18 of the Course in Miracles. And I'm so glad you all are here that I don't look real excited. That's how I feel on the inside. It's not necessarily the way I look like I'm feeling on the outside. On the outside, I'm ecstatic every time I'm around you. You know, for me, you know, you're better than sex. And I've had some great sex. I'm not going to be one of these people that die and wonder about that part of his life. Okay, God, you handle that well. Now, let's see what you do about the money the next time, okay? So, I just wanted to take a minute to appreciate you and let you know I appreciate you and don't take you for granted. And I'm glad you're here and you're a blessing in my life. And the time I spend with you is the happiest time in my life. The rest of the time, I'm just trying to get back to this level. You hear me? But I'm going to say some stuff that might scare the shit out of you. The lightning didn't hit me. I'm either innocent or God saving it all up for the end. But you have that feeling sometimes, like it's all waiting for you. You know, everything you've done wrong at some point is waiting for you. And it's not. Yeah, I'll tell you why. According to the Course, while we're dabbling in the part of us that doesn't know if we deserve it, there's another part of us that's continued to give and receive love perfectly all the time. And the only thing that's going to be waiting for us when we finally let go of thinking that there's something wrong with us is all this stuff that's been created for us while we were messing around and thinking we weren't okay. When I read that, I said, my God, boy, that's beautiful. That feels so good. It feels so good. So this is the part I want to say. The paragraph 3. It says, and this is deep. Since minds are joined, bodies are not. Only by assigning the mind the properties of the body does separation seem to be possible, and it's the mind that seems to be fragmented and private and alone. It's guilt which keeps the mind separate. The guilt is projected to the body. The body suffers and dies. The body suffers and dies because the body is attacked. You attack your body to hold your separation in your mind. In other words, you attack yourself to let yourself not know your identity. You attack yourself, you hurt yourself so that you will let yourself not know how beautiful you are. You attack yourself so that you can let yourself not know how beautiful you are. Now, your mind cannot attack because it's not physical, right? But your mind is never what the body love is. He says minds cannot attack, but your mind can make fantasies. Your mind can make fantasies. Your mind can't attack me, but your mind can certainly make fantasies about me. You can all come up with your ideas about who or what you think I am, right? So your mind is capable of making what? Fantasies about me, but your minds can attack me. Like from right there, if you don't use your body, then none of you all can attack me. I dare you. You can't use your body. That's the only rule. You can't use your body, but I want everybody in this room to attack me. And tell me when I start bleeding. Attack me. With your mind. Don't nobody grab nothing to come up here now. I might have to use my coraza on you. It's karate and there's coraza. In the hood you learn coraza. Okay. Attack me. You can't attack me. Is this true?
Yeah.
You really can't. You can't. He said, well, what about psychic level, the thought level, the emotional level? I could be affecting you at that level. Not unless I agree with you. If I don't agree with you, you can think of the thing you want to about me, but my agreement creates the link. My agreement creates the link that allows your thought to affect me. If I don't go into agreement with something that you think, it can have no effect on me. That's so cool to know. but my thought cannot attack anybody. Now, what's my point of saying that? Well, this is next, a really important point. The next point is, you can't attack me with your mind, but I bet you every last one of y'all can start having opinions of me in your mind. I bet you can have, what the course calls fantasies about me in your mind. You can't attack me, but you can start thinking whatever you want to think about me. Is this true?
Yeah.
Y'all can't attack me, but you can make up fantasies about me. Fantasies are just things you wish would happen that's not happening. Fantasy is something you wish that was happening that's not happening. So every time you ask for a fantasy, you ask for nothing to happen.
And it does.
Fantasies are nothing but an attempt to satisfy yourself according to made up needs. I make up a need and then I try to fulfill it, but I never had the need in the first place. So fantasies are nothing but a distorted form of vision. Whenever you experience fantasies in any form, you're asking for something that doesn't exist. In order to have what you want, you have to recognize that it exists and that it already exists, because if you ask for something you already have, you can't fail to receive it. If you ask for something you already have, there will never, ever, in the universe of universe and times of all times, that you won't receive it. It is impossible not to receive something that you already have. Like if I go, I ask to be in a room full of loving people sharing the truth. I ask to have black pants on. But if I ask for something that didn't already exist, I'd be disappointed. I ask for green pants. Oh, I can only ask for what already exists to have my desire satisfied. So as soon as I ask for something I don't have, I'm asking for something that can't happen. Just like if I ask for green pants right now, y'all know that can't happen. If you ask for a fantasy of something that you don't really have, you're asking for something that's not going to happen either, unless you struggle. Because you have to work real hard to give yourself something that doesn't exist. Wow. It's much easier to have that which does. I would love a microphone. Never be disappointed. This has got to be a Mercedes. Disappointed. Because I asked for what didn't exist. So all my power is in what exists. So all your power is in this moment, because it's in this moment that you exist. You're nowhere else. And if you were, you'd be there. Deep in it. The Course in Miracles is like that. It'll say little sentences that just twist your mind in a whole nother direction so fast it'll blow your mind. It's like, that was just a sentence. And then it says, whatever is real is something you can always experience right then and there. And then if you'll notice, as I was going through this, I was demonstrating everything I was saying as I was doing it. So how could you doubt the truth of it when you just had the experience of it? It makes so much sense, it makes us dizzy. Because when you've been listening to insanity all your life and trying to make sense of it, it's a challenge when you first hear something that makes sense. Because you've educated, and I've educated myself to believe the unbelievable. And so when something believable shows up, I don't know how to accept it. So I'm going to tell you this one more time. This is the point, because I want to talk about pain and how this relates to pain, because we don't want no more pain. Okay? So the Course says that this thing about fantasies. This is not a sin to have fantasies. So don't think that the Course is like anti-fantasy. The only time a fantasy will ever hurt you, the only time a fantasy will ever, according to this, whenever, I don't want to keep saying according to this, but when you're saying it, it's this, okay? A fantasy will never hurt you as long as you never forget it's a fantasy. Mm. As soon as you try to make a fantasy real, that's when you hurt yourself. Because it's not real. That's what makes it a fantasy. It makes so much sense, don't it? So the court says you can make up, the mind cannot attack, but the mind can make up a fantasy and then direct the body to act out its fantasies. I make up a fantasy and then I direct my body to act it out. I'm going to tell you where pain comes from. Tell you where pain comes from. The mind makes up a fantasy and then the mind directs the body. Okay, let me back it up. The mind makes up something that is unreal and then directs its body to go out and find something that's unreal. It's a fantasy. It don't exist. And then, since it's unreal, the mind very rarely finds it. And we call it, I'm dissatisfied. I had a desire, and it never seems to act out. You ask for a fantasy, and you set your body out to get something that didn't exist, rather than to completely appreciate your existence. Because it's out of your existence that everything exists. So what exists is what you can have. Take it slow. Take a breath. What exists is what I can have. That sounds funny because it seems like it's obvious. What exists, I can have. So I send my body out to get something that doesn't exist, and then pain comes from projecting my guilt and my anger on my body for not getting my fantasy fulfilled for me. Pain comes from projecting my guilt and anger on my body for not making my dreams come true. Every time my body doesn't get me what I want, I am upset. My upset is an attack upon my body for not getting me what I wanted in my fantasy. So unless your mind believes your body is actually acting out its fantasies, unless I actually believe my body is acting out my fantasies, unless I believe that my body is actually acting out my fantasies, unless I believe that I'm actually acting out my fantasies, then I attack my body because it's guilty for not getting me what I want. Just like you. You're guilty because you didn't give me what I want to. So I make a fantasy for you, and if you don't act it out, then you're guilty. And then I make up a fantasy for me, and if I don't act it out, then I'm guilty. So I attack myself for not acting out my fantasies, and I attack you for not acting out my fantasies, and you attack me for not acting out your fantasies, and you attack you for not acting out your fantasies, and then you suffer and die. Is that clear? How can we prevent this? Doesn't that sound like a reasonable question? Let's just ask the universe. How can we prevent this? Prevent what? Suffering and dying. Suffering and dying from in pain. From what? From attacking myself for not acting out all my dreams and fantasies as soon as I wanted them to. Because what I simply did was to ask for something that don't exist, and then ask my body to go out and get something that don't exist. And since it don't exist, then my body can't ever find it. So therefore, I keep getting stuff and not being satisfied with it, and get more and more mad at myself for never achieving my goals, and beat myself up until I die. Broken into by periods where I take vacations at various places. Got my frequent flyer mile. So how do I hide this process from myself? How do I, if this is what's going on, how do I always hide this process of what I'm doing from myself? How come I didn't know where my pain came from? That's why you didn't know where your pain came from. Because you didn't know, you couldn't know where your pain came from until you were ready to let it go. So one of the prices you paid for being ready to let your pain go is now you find out what you've been hiding from yourself. Which is that it came from your own desires and fantasies that you're mad at yourself for not fulfilling, and everybody else not fulfilling them too. Parents, lovers, friends, co-workers. Okay, that puts me on a pain vibration level. That pain vibration level then begins to draw people to me who really make me get PO'd. Broken into by peers in which I'm ecstatically happy with them. It's called I like it, and sometimes I don't, and sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't, and sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, and sometimes I do. I want you to know what your relationship with my ego is going to always be like. I'm going to like you sometimes, and sometimes I'm not. Followed by, I'm going to like you. Followed by, I'm not. Followed by, I like you. Followed by, I like you. Followed by, I don't. I don't. I like you. I like you. I do. I do, I do, I do. I don't. I'm sharing with you my emotional development so that you can take full responsibility for your relationship with me. Just so you know. But I'm on the level of consciousness that in most cases, when I realize that I don't, I realize it has something to do with me. Okay, that's the good news for you. Okay, so I set up the vibration of pain by being mad at myself for not acting out my goals. And then when I do that, then I draw to me people who trigger the pain that I already feel inside of myself because I'm mad at myself for not achieving my goals. So then I draw people to me who trigger me to make me aware that I'm still upset with myself for not achieving something that was never real. Which means I don't have nothing to feel guilty about. If it never happened, you certainly don't have nothing to feel guilty about. So if there was a fantasy that you wanted to achieve that never happened in your life, you certainly shouldn't feel guilty about it because it never happened.
I like that.
It's the truth. It's obvious. But simplicity is very difficult for twisted minds. Simplicity is very difficult for twisted minds. Simplicity is very difficult for twisted minds. The simpler it is, the harder it seems to be to understand to a twisted mind. In that case, my mind is a pretzel. It's twisted. So I have the pain, and I want to get out the pain vibration, and I want to go from the pain vibration to the vibration of balance and harmony and peace. So I don't want to be attracting none of this stuff into my life anymore because I'm tired of it.
So I want y'all to take a breath just for a minute with me. Just take a breath with me. I want you to just don't even try to analyze what I just said.
senses and then directs the body to act them out. I'm going to be the president of FedEx. I'm going to be the president of FedEx. I'm going to be the president of FedEx. I'm going to get a big, fine car. I'm going to get my private plane. I'm going to take a trip to Spain. I'm going to be the man. Because I'm going to be sane. So your mind makes up fantasies and asks your body to act it out. And guess what, y'all? I'm not the president of FedEx. Not only that, I was fired from FedEx. My body didn't act out my fantasy, so I'm mad at myself. My body didn't act out my fantasy, so I'm mad at myself. My body didn't act out my fantasy of being president, of being loved by you, of being treated special, of being rich, of being in a big house, and having nothing but cuteness and beauty and sensuality and power. I haven't been able to act out my fantasies. I'm not as special as I think I should be. I haven't been able to act out my fantasies. I haven't been able to act out my fantasies. My body failed me. My body failed me. My body failed me. My body failed me. I'm mad at my body. I'm mad at my body. So I'll just wear it now. I feel angry now. I'll just get upset now. I'll fuss and fight and I'll argue now. I'll just hurt my mind with all these kind of thoughts. Hurt my mind. Hurt my mind. I can't hurt my mind, so I'll hurt my body. Oh my God, I got a crook in my neck. Oh my goodness, my back is aching. Oh my word, I can't run as fast as I did when I was 23 because I've added a lot more years of grievances since then. I got so many grievances at 56, I can't run as fast as I did when I was 20 because I have so much of that weight of all those grievances in the past in my mind. I got more physical experience that I carry around with me to make me forget how powerful I am. I have more things I worry about. That weighs me down and ages me and it makes me feel like my body can't do what it used to do. But it's coming from a misperception. It's coming from being upset with myself and not acting out my fantasies. So I'm going to start asking for what's real. I'm going to start asking for what's real. I'm going to start asking for what I already have. I'm going to ask that all the blocks to my awareness that I already have it be removed. I'm going to start receiving now. I'm going to start receiving by asking for what I already have, which means I'm going to start focusing on what I'm grateful for right now in my life. Because focusing on what you're grateful for right now in your life is asking for what you already have, which is something to be grateful for. So what you want is something always happening to you, something always coming to you, something always happening to you that's so good, that's so doggone good that you feel grateful. So that's what you're going to ask for now. See, it's like, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I want it to be so good that I'm grateful. I don't know what she's going to look like, but I want to look so good that I'm grateful. I don't know what I want him to look like, but I just want it to be so good that I'm grateful. Whatever I'm asking for, I just want it to be so good for me and for everyone else that I'm grateful. Then you're asking for what you already have. Then you're asking for what you already have. And whenever you're focusing on what you're grateful for, you're asking for what you already have, which is something to feel grateful about, something to feel good about. And so that vibration of feeling gratitude, that vibration for having gratitude for what you already have, that vibration boogies on down the street and goes boop, boop, boop. To you, some new good thing coming your way, some powerful surprise or gift coming your way. Coming your way from the part of you that's grateful, the part of you that's grateful for what you already have. As it goes out to the universe, I love to use sound effects because it makes it even more real and impacts the consciousness more. another good thing, another great thing, another sensational thing, another free thing, another secure thing, another wonderful thing, another great love, another real love, another secure love, another safe love, another abundance, another prosperity, another wealth. Coming from gratitude. Okay, now I'm gonna give you some real practical steps
for how to do this when you're ready to kill somebody at work tomorrow.
When you're in another one of those situations where somebody mad at you or you're mad at somebody. Because that's the vibration that you start to draw to you, but once you're mad at yourself for not achieving your fantasies and you go to that vibration level. That vibration level is the level that creates upsetting people and circumstances. So if you're on a level right now, and you're innocent and I'm innocent, while we sometimes feel upset or see upset, then we are mad at ourselves for not achieving our goals. You're mad at yourself for not achieving where you think you should be right now and having what you think you should have right now. Be it a relationship, be it money, be it peace, be it the right career. You're mad at yourself for not doing everything that you think you should have done or what you should do as well as you think you should. Revealing the secret.
Yes.
You're talking about the secret?
Yeah.
This is the secret.
Well.
That's not the secret. It's the most obvious thing in the world that our thoughts and vibration and attitude draw what we draw to us. That's no secret. What's the secret is that we don't realize the ideas that's behind the things that we don't like. We don't know, well, what is that? What is it that created that accident? What is it that created that relationship that hurt me? What is the idea behind that? And this is the idea behind it. It's the secret. That's why it won't seem like it makes much sense at first. It's a secret. Here's the secret. That's what makes it a secret is because what? It's hidden. Okay, it means it's not what we normally think. So if it was what you normally think, it wouldn't be a secret. How can I tell if I'm keeping an idea that hurts me secret? How do I know if I'm keeping an idea that hurts me secret? You'll be going through pain and wondering what caused it. So if you're going through something and you're wondering what caused it, you are hiding the secret from yourself. And this is the secret. I'm upset with myself for not getting my fantasies act out. I'm upset because I haven't achieved what I think I should achieve, or I'm not being treated the way I think I should be treated, or what's happening for me is not what I believe should be happening for me. I am angry for my fantasy not being acted out. It's behind all pain. Okay, so then you draw somebody to you, and this is the instructions. Whenever you're hurting, number one, you want other people to listen to you. Number two, you want others to be gentle with you. Number three, when you're hurting and in pain, you want the other person to understand that you're upset. And last but not least, you want them to say, yes, I see, I'm sorry if my actions were painful to you. I gotta get off this vibration where I can't have the stuff I want to have. I gotta get off this vibration that I have pains and aches. How do I get off this vibration? What I need to do is understand that I'm upset and I'm hurt right now, and some other people are going to come up to me and they're going to be upset and they're going to be hurt, and all they're saying to me is this. They may be angry, but what they're really saying to me is, I want you to listen to me, I want you to be gentle with me, I want you to understand I'm upset, and I want you to feel like you're sorry that I'm going through this pain right now, regardless of who's causing it. I'm telling you, this is how we get out the level that we create tragedies into our lives and accidents and sickness. And it's an energy level. It's a vibration level. A vibration level that started when we became dissatisfied with ourselves about the things we thought we should have achieved. Because we were asking for fantasies and things that didn't exist and not appreciating the things that we have already and this beautiful in our lives. Which and letting that appreciation go out and draw new events and new circumstances that are even more fun and more beautiful and more interesting. So it all started with ingratitude. So if I'm going to get off this vibration where I got a boss that always upsets me, or a bill I can't pay, or love that comes and goes, if I want to get off this level where everybody don't trust each other and everybody's wondering who's out to get what from where and they think it's lack, broken into by periods where they think it's abundance, if I want to get off this level that it comes and it goes and it's never permanent when it's good, if I want to get off this level, I need to realize that whenever I'm angry, I'm saying, I want you to listen to me, I want you to be gentle with me, I want you to understand I'm upset, and I want you to be sorry that I'm upset. Whether you cause it or not. I want you to just not want me to be in pain. You don't want others to get upset with you. You don't want others to get defensive with you. So when people get angry with you, first thing you do, so we want to get off this vibration. First thing you do is you go, first of all, this person wants me to listen to them. This person wants me to be gentle with them. This person really wants me to understand that they're really upset and they really want to feel like I got some compassion for them and I don't really want them to be going through this pain. But they're going off. So the first thing I have to do is to stand back. So if you're coming at me and you're attacking me and you're coming at me with anger, I'm going to get back away from you. The more that you yell, the further I'm going to go back. Because I want to put an energetic distance between me and that anger so that I can continue to stay in my peace. When somebody's angry and you get up in their face, it escalates their anger. Their perception gets more distorted because first you look ugly to them across the room. Now you look ugly right up in their face, and that makes them even madder. Because they weren't seeing you correctly, and you weren't seeing them correctly in the first place for you to be arguing. So you had already distorted your perception of each other to be fighting. So when you get up in each other's face, it's like anything else. It's getting close up to what you hate. And you get up to close up to what you hate and what you fear, and you want to attack it in self-defense. So the further it gets back from you, the better it is while you're trying to heal. Okay, with me? See, practical steps. All my classes from here on out, just like they have always been, but even more so now, it's going to be about practical steps. Stuff you can do. Because we're going to have your situations come up before the week is over. You know we are. I love this. Step back and know that they're coming at you this way because they don't know a better way to get rid of their pain. They're coming at you that way because they don't know a better way to get rid of their pain. They're coming at you that way because they don't know a better way to get rid of their pain. So don't get in their face. And the best way at this point that they can get rid of their pain is by speaking it. So when the person is angry and upset and going off, they don't really want to physically attack. And at that point, the best way they can release their pain is not in silence. They haven't gotten strong enough yet. So they release their pain and anger and upset the best way they can and the highest level of consciousness that they can. And the highest level of consciousness that they can release their pain is through speaking it. But what's cool about that, though, is that speaking it still isn't the same as physically attacking you. But it's the best way that they can release that pain for your safety and for theirs. So when they're speaking their anger and they're speaking their upset, they're actually dissipating it as fast as they possibly can. And it's the best way they can do it. I need to step back, realize that they don't know a better way to express themselves than how they're expressing themselves right then. Okay, so now you're releasing, dear. What did you got to say about me as your boyfriend and your husband and your son? Okay, you're speaking your pain. You're letting it go as best you can. And I'm going to step back. I'm going to listen. And I'm going to realize that this is just the best way you can get rid of your pain right now. And, you know, that I'm not really responsible for it ultimately, but this is the best way you can get rid of your pain right now. And then the next step is very important if you want to keep your center that will take you out of hell. Do not attach yourself to their words. Don't attach yourself to nothing that they say. No matter what they say to you, it don't apply to you, it don't apply to me, 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 don't apply to me, don't apply to me, don't apply to me, don't, nothing is coming at me in anger and attack apply to me. Nothing is coming to me out of anger and attack applies to me. You said that change your vibration, but you see how that helps free you from attracting pain? Nothing that causes pain is attached to me. Nothing that causes pain is attached to me. So I'm going to let this person go ahead. They want to be heard. They want to know I understand. I really don't want them to go through this pain. So I'm going to step back and I'm going to let them express themselves, because this is the best level that they can express themselves on right now. This is the only level they can really let their pain go right now. And it's better than the physical level. So I need to just step back, listen. And because they're going to be saying a lot of stuff that they're probably going to regret, and they're going to ask me later to forgive them for, but I just do it in the beginning by not putting any kind of attachment to what they're saying with these ugly things they're saying to me. I will not be attached to them. I will not believe that I'm attached to them. I will not think that I'm responsible. I will not think I'm responsible. I will not think I'm responsible. I will not defend myself. I will not argue with you. I'm not going to attach. This is going on internally. I'm not going to attach myself to your words. I don't think I'm responsible for how you feel, but I am sorry that you're going through pain and getting through pain because of this, because of something I've done. I really am sorry. I really don't want you to go through pain because of anything that I've done. But if you're angry and you're attacking me, then I know that that's the highest level of consciousness you're on at that moment, and that's the only way you know how to let your pain out. And so therefore, I'm not going to do anything but remain silent, let you say everything you need to say. I'm going to hold my tongue, even if what they're saying is completely untrue. And when they finish, the temptation is going to be to jump in and defend. When they finish, and you were silent, and you held your peace, and you didn't attack them, and you saw it was their call for love, you are going to feel an ecstasy and a power within yourself that you've never known before. You're going to be on a level that blows your mind when you're on the level that you no longer attach yourself to things that people say in anger. That's a very difficult lesson to master, and these were the steps to do it in your day-to-day experience. And it raises your vibration. And as your vibration raises, because you're no longer upset with yourself for not achieving your goal, because guess what? The one goal you can achieve is to shut up. The higher powers have been working on us with shut up for years. From the time I was a kid, shut up. Butt up, shut up. Butt up. I thought my mom used to say, grown folk talking. That was her response. And I was like, come in the room, hey, all that little boy, you know, baby, you know, mama, you know, the whole world revolves around me. Mama, I'm your little boy, I'm your little boy. And she said, don't grown folk talking. And she taught me there was a higher power. And I know the universe is always a reflection of what goes on at a small level. It's what's going on at a greater level. So if it looks like down here, there can be that which seems to have more authority, more power, then it's true for us and not in the whole scheme of things. But what the Course is teaching us is that that power does not want us to experience any pain or any suffering, and it's trying to tell us why we go through pain and suffering, and it's trying to tell us how we get out of it from where we think we are right now, which is in a world where it looks like people upset us and we get upset with people, and it's giving us very practical advice about how to deal with that, so that when you do use the powers of the secret to change your consciousness, ask for stuff, want to manifest things, you have a really innocent, pure, deserving consciousness that will believe that it deserves these things, and you let yourself have it in peace and joy. Because to manifest all this stuff while you're still mad at yourself and disappointed in others, it's only going to transfer that energy into this next thing that you're making up for yourself. So it's much more important to do the inner work first. Or you can do the inner work in that mansion you just manifested. But what's important is to recognize there needs to be some inner work. And so the inner work starts out with the next time somebody's upset with you, or you're upset with somebody, you know, okay, here comes another doggone person that wants me to listen to them, wants me to be gentle with them, wants me to understand that they're in hurt, that they're hurting, and they want to feel like I care about that. Oh, here's another person that wants me to listen to them, wants me to be gentle with them, wants me to understand they're going through pain and wants to feel like I don't want them to go through pain. Oh, here's another person who wants me to be gentle with them, wants me to listen to them, wants me to understand that they're going through something and wants me to feel sorry about it. Oh, here's another person that, you know, it's like you can, if you did that for a week, you would be on another level of existence. Because you're asking for what already is. Because that is already what I want. I do want you to listen to me. I do want you to be gentle with me. I do want you to understand when I'm going through pain. I do want to feel like somebody gives a damn. So I'm asking for what I already am. What I already want. What I already have. So now I'm asking my body to go out there and find something that's real. So now I'm not mad at my body, because my body's going to keep on showing me stuff that I should be grateful for. It's going to keep on taking me to people I should be grateful for. It's going to take me to things I do in the world as far as my career and other things that I should be grateful for. It's going to take me to the financial situation that I should be grateful for, because now I'm asking my body to go out there and get what I already have, already want, and already deserve because of who I am as a child of God. Thank you for listening. Yeah. This much, helping me remember this much. So I'm going to do the love offering. I'm excited because it symbolizes me wanting to be used more. And it also symbolizes endless possibilities, because you never know who's going to make contact with you. And I really love the idea that anybody in here could have access to remembering the truth that we learn anytime they want to. So right now, there's something like between 100, around 150 classes that's online at my website that you can click on and listen to, just point click, or you can download. Seriously, that's what you do. You go to the site and you point click. If you point click, then you're computer literate. And for $49.95, which I think about that, it's always sounds funny when I say money, you get full access to all 150 classes for a month. So you can download them or whatever you want to do. So it's at earlpurdy.net or earlpurdy.com, either one of them. Yeah, okay. Then all of the things that we've talked about, these new levels that we're going to, you get a chance to remind yourself anytime you want to, as many times as you want to. When you listen to a class, you not only feel the words, you not only hear the words, you also feel the energy that was in the room. It captures all of that, so it takes you back to that same energy in that moment. I'm excited. I feel so good. It feels so good not to attack my body like I used to, because it's not disappointing me anymore. I'm not asking it to do things that it can't do. Whew. it's a trip. And when I start doing that, then all of the kind of loving people that I've always wanted to experience started to come to my classes and started to come in my life. The more I let go of my scripts for everybody, the better they treat me. And since I'm no longer attacking myself by being angry at them for not doing what I wanted them to do, it's not keeping me on that vibration of struggle and pain. And so less and less things in the outer world happen to hurt me or bring me pain or bring me discomfort. Because as I raise my vibration, I have to keep meeting corresponding events and people. So it's hard to hold a person under the water, but it's easy to let the person float to the top. So it won't take as long for you to float to the top as it did for you to push yourself to the bottom. It's just about letting go so you can float to the top. But you got to let go of the anchor that you're holding on to at the bottom. That anchor is all the things that you're mad about and upset about because you don't think you did it like you should have done it, or somebody else has done it the way you think they should do it. Let go of that anchor. You will just float to the top of this new level, and your life will be full of ease. Day that I share. Thank you. Let it in. Sometimes it's hard for me to receive. I just try to tune out. You know. Would anybody care to comment? Yeah.
I had 10 hard years of that lesson. There's a son, autistic son, who then took his life. And, you know, the truth of what he's sharing today, God, there's power and there's value. Yes, so much he is. Thank you.
I tell you, you must at some point have asked for what you already had.
I was asking.
You know what I'm saying? I'm your own gratitude coming back to you. Mm-hmm. You know, somewhere, sometime you said thank you, and you really meant it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's that what we used to talk about at that level, that if you want it, you have to be it. If you're asking for it, you have to choose it.
Have to be it to have it. Have to be it to have it. Who remembers the basic formula for when a person's coming at you in anger or upset or saying something is unkind? They're back. What else? Say what? Shut up. What else?
Gentle.
Be gentle. What are they really saying?
They want to be acknowledged.
Yeah, I want you to listen to me. I want you to be gentle with me. I want you to understand that right now I'm upset and I'm going through some pain. And not only that, I want you to say, I am sorry if my actions are bringing you pain. The reason why I say it that way is because you're not saying you're the blame, but you're saying if there's something that I'm doing that's somehow causing you pain, or you're using to cause yourself pain, I'm really sorry about that. I really don't want you to be going through this pain. That's what they're saying behind the anger. And the anger and the upset and the going off, that's the highest level that they can speak their anger and what's going on in their pain right now. In other words, that's the highest. Notice I said highest. That's the highest level that they can express their pain without attacking physically. So I'm not going to get in your face. I'm going to step back. But I'm not going to attach myself to the words that you are saying to me. I'm not going to think I'm responsible for your feelings, even though I don't want you to be hurt. I'm not going to defend myself. I'm going to remain silent. I'm going to hold my tongue And when that person releases all that stuff, they're going to also be a lot calmer than they were before they were doing all of their anger. And you would have stayed balanced, and you would be so proud of yourself. You feel so, because you won't have anything to apologize for. You won't have that. You won't have that thing of, boy, I wish I hadn't said that. And boy, how can I make up for what I said to you when I was angry? You know what I'm saying? It's like you never went there, so you never had to apologize and go through that kind of ego shame. Sometimes, you know, the way that we feel it. So you would have raised your level to a level that would make your life flow more and be easier. You would start drawing people who were kinder, situations that handle themselves faster. Your life would just start to naturally improve.
I want to say, I had a situation where there was tension and I wasn't invited. So someone came and said, so-and-so, we'll just say his name, Jim said he wasn't going if I was invited. Now, tomorrow morning, I was going to go in and rip his head off his shoulder. You son of a bitch, I thought we had a heel. You know?
It's pretty obvious y'all hadn't.
Well, but I thought we did. I said, uh-huh. So just get real with me, brother. When you came to ask me if I wanted Girl Scout cookies, what the hell were you thinking? You know, I was going to, so now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shut up.
You'll be so proud.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you. Silence, the power of silence is mind-boggling. People have no idea of the power of silence. Silence will accomplish more for you than your speaking from your ego will ever, 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 ever achieve. Because take that visual as you leave out of here today. Take that visual of letting go of the anchor at the bottom of the sea and floating to the top. Because that's what you do every time you come back with silence. Every time you say, they just want me to listen to them. They just want me to be gentle with them. They want me to understand. They're upset and they want me to feel sorry about it. And I don't need to defend because they're talking crazy right now. So 99% of the things they're going to say, they're going to regret they said it, wish they hadn't said it, apologize at some point because that's simply not true. So therefore, if I can just maintain my center while they're going off, then I will allow myself to stay balanced and poised, and that'll raise my level of vibration, and then I'll start attracting the things materially, physically, spiritually, and emotionally that I've always wanted in my life.
And see, okay? I had asked for an answer. I said, Spirit, just show me what to do tomorrow.
That's right.
I swear to God.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
And
that is true. Yeah. And the whole class was about that. But you know what? It applies to me, and I venture to say it applies to every single person in this room. You know. Yeah. So as you go out today, ask for what exists, and you ask for what exists by being grateful for the things you have, and all of us have something we can feel like we really appreciate, because appreciate is another word for gratitude. So it's like